This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you panic for a second when you saw Kanye West coming out of the elevators at Trump Tower, wondering, wow, could he be accepting some sort of a position in the Trump administration? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I'm just teasing. Really, it's all about Rex Tillerson and the reaction to Tillerson being the nominee for Secretary of State. Were you holding your breath thinking it was going to be Mitt Romney or Newt Gingrich or perhaps Rudy Giuliani? And apparently Rudy Giuliani was offered two key positions, Attorney General and Homeland Security, and he didn't want either one of those positions. So he passed, and it doesn't look like he's going to be in the cabinet, a member of the cabinet. Of course, all of that can change. It is interesting to watch what is happening in this kind of game of chess, all coming out of New York, which eventually will shift at least part of it to Washington, D.C. You know, we're getting closer and closer to Inauguration Day. Remember, here we are midway through. Can you believe it? We are midway through almost December. Where does the time go? And when you have to fill that many positions, oh, it probably goes that much faster. What, 4,000 positions? Who's going to take over all those spots? By the way, right at the top, I want to throw this out to mention to everybody, because I get a lot of emails on this, that yes, we are doing Nail the Score. It's coming up in our final segment of this hour of the show. All you have to do is call in, be a part of it, pick the team you think will win and what you think the final score is going to be, and bada bing, you are in, my friends. Just like that. It's that easy. So while we sit here and ponder some of the announcements that are happening and the cabinet picks are going to go through this extreme vetting process, another thing to think about is what's happening across the country, what I call the buzz in your backyard and the buzz in my backyard, which is all the same. Our conversations may change a little bit, but there's usually some common thread. And I think one of the common threads, besides if we're talking about the politics of the day, a new president, excitement in the air of who's coming in, what's it going to look like, what's different. Well, I'll tell you one thing that's different is there's a lot of conversations with a lot of different people about, now, the Kanye West crack I made, actually, he was there to talk about, apparently, from what I understand, diversity. And then there's meetings with other companies, leaders, CEOs, etc., talking about jobs. That includes IBM and Facebook. So a series of chats with influential people, that's what seems to be happening really from Trump Tower. So as many conversations as possible, that's what it seems to be to me. And I'm going to say thumbs up to that. Because whatever the president, whatever party they represent, if they're having more conversations with different kinds of people, then I think that's nothing but positive, right? That's like fact-finding. To me, this would be part of the buzz in the land. I heard this story and was so saddened by it. I'm on a board, a really awesome board, where I'm not going to go deep into it, but we give back to a lot of people. And, you know, some of what I've seen is in the world that's incredibly sad when we talk about disease is dementia and Alzheimer's. And there was a story today about the man with dementia that was killed by the cops in California, in the early stages of dementia, fatally shot in Bakersfield. Police responded to reports of a guy brandishing a gun. Turns out, all he had was a crucifix. Oh, could that be more sad? So an officer fired 7 rounds into a guy named Francisco Serna. It happened at about 12:30 in the morning on Monday morning. A neighbor just saw him and contacted police. And unfortunately, he had, you know, during a search, they found the crucifix. And it wasn't, you know, no firearm was recovered. So, just a sad, sad tragedy all the way around. The department identified the cop who shot him, and he's been with the department a couple of years, and there were other officers that were on the scene, and I guess they've been placed on administrative leave. That's normal policy of what you do. And I mean, here's the key, and this is what his son is saying, that he's never carried a gun and was opposed, his father has never carried a gun and was opposed to firearms. So he's saying, I don't know what led to believe he had a gun. It's a, you know, it's a early morning hours. The neighbor gets out of the car, and standing behind her, he's walking around, and she's saying he has something concealed in his jacket, and that's what the police were told. So, and then the neighbor said to the police that he was questioning her about living in the neighborhood and all this kind of stuff. And, of course, he has this early stages of dementia. And, there are a lot of grieving people, over this one. And when you think of Alzheimer's and dementia, I bet a lot of you listening to the show know somebody who's either gone through it or somebody in your family's gone through it, and people get confused where they're at. What happens when they get away and they start wandering? You know, the Alzheimer's Association's even set up a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week hotline because they know that people struggle with these questions. And then, of course, we don't want to see another situation like this. And then you find out when you dig a little bit further. I spent some time actually in Bakersfield when I lived in California. It's a great little town. It's a great cool town actually. In between a couple of places. But anyway, there was a study that was published last year, and it was called a project called Mapping Police Violence. And they rated Bakersfield's police department as the deadliest in the country. I was stunned by that. That's why I'm mentioning it on the air. Would you have thought that? 13.6 killings for every million people is what they're saying. The United States average is 3.6. Hang with us. We're talking about Cuba coming up next.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
America Tonight, of course, over the years. We've certainly done that. I just had a couple of friends who went to Cuba, and boy, interesting stories they shared. In fact, one of them will join us probably next week or the week after that. But joining us right now, he's in our virtual green room, Keith Bolander. He's a freelance journalist, and he's the author of Voices from the Other Side, an oral history of terrorism against Cuba. Keith, thanks for popping on the show.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So now we see this big switch, the death of Fidel Castro, Raul Castro, now the leader of Cuba, but essentially he was leading Cuba, and I think people forget that or just don't process that information, I guess. So I don't see much of a change of what's happened in the past, but I could be wrong. You're steeped in this, so let's start there. What do you think happens as far as Cuba itself and a new regime?
Well, Fidel stepped down in 2006 and handed power over to his brother Raul. Since then, there's been substantial economic reforms take place under Raul's leadership. His style is quite different than Fidel's. There's been a great deal of changes and economic reforms in the last 5 years, opening up private businesses, allowing Cubans to sell, buy homes, cars. And then the main thing that's happened under Raul is the normalization process that started 2 years ago, almost to the day, 2 years ago, to President Obama and Raul Castro announced intentions of normalizing relations. So I think there's been dramatic and substantial changes under Raul.
All right, so besides the economic, it's not on the other side of what's happening to the people of Cuba. Obviously, if they're able to buy houses and cars, that is significantly different than what has been pretty much the law of the land before he took power. So do you think that will just continue to go the same way? I mean, they'll just continue to see that. He says he's going to step down in, what, 2018, and maybe they have a much more democratic kind of government?
Well, yeah, he is stepping down in 2018, and there are Cuban officials ready to take over. I think you'll see the process, the economic reforms continue. The political system is their own to decide how they want to do it. What the problem may be is if President-elect Trump decides to rescind the process, that's going to harm relations between the two countries, and it's certainly going to retrench Cuba's position, and it may have an effect on the economic reforms as well.
What do you think Trump will do? Because obviously this is a big changing of the guard for us here in the United States, and that could, as you say, change U.S.-Cuba relations.
Yeah, I'm quite concerned about it. He's already named an advisor, Mauricio Claver Corón, who is extremely anti-Cuban, who's a Cuban-American born in the United States. So if President-elect Trump listens to him, then I think you're going to see the possibility of all the executive orders that President Obama accomplished to proceed with the normalization process. I think you may see President-elect Trump rescind all that. And that's a bad thing. I mean, that's going to be harmful for both the United States and Cuba. There's a lot of American businesses already involved in Cuba, Carnival Cruise Lines, Marriott Hotels. And if President-elect Trump rescinds those, it's going to harm them. The main thing is, though, the embargo, the blockade against Cuba, and the final travel restrictions for Americans coming to visit Cuba are still in the hands of Congress. So even if President Trump proceeds with the process, doesn't rescind it, the embargo still has to be ended under congressional acts.
Yeah, and what do you say to the people who say, how can we do that? We shouldn't lift that because of what's really still happening to the people. See, that's still the argument that, okay, you've seen these economic reforms, but you still have hardliners that are Cuban-Americans who say, no way, there's not as much change as you think. What do you say to that?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, that's been the position for the last 55 years since the Triumph of the Revolution. Their position has always been not to engage with Cuba. Their position is they want to harm the Cuban people economically to the extent that they'll rise up and overthrow their old government. Fortunately, they're becoming a smaller and smaller amount of Cuban Americans. The majority of Cuban Americans now want to engage with Cuba, want to normalize relations. It's the first generation exiles and some really hardliners in Congress, like Marco Rubio and Ileana Ross-Lehtinen, who want to end the normalization process, who want to go back to the Cold War days, and basically just want to continue to punish the Cuban people economically for their support of their own government.
And, you know, it's interesting. So the younger people in Cuba, there's a lot of things in that are kind of at stake here. I saw, I don't know who it was, who took television cameras in maybe a year ago. Maybe it was 60 Minutes or some other national network that went in. And you know this, still, even with the changes, there's not the whole advancement with Internet, with so much more that obviously we have here in the United States. If the lanes were to remain open and there was more of this enterprise and this exchange, do you think all of that would change?
Well, yeah. I mean, Cuba is a third world developing country that's under embargo, and so there is restrictions for logistical reasons why the country isn't as integrated with the Internet as a first world country like the United States or Canada. The process, if it continues, if the normalization process continues, you're going to have more advances, more opportunities for individual Cubans to explore the economic reforms that are taking place. The Cuban government will be more relaxed. You'll have more reforms on their part. So it's really, really important that the process continues, and hopefully Donald Trump, the businessman, will understand that and not listen to the voices that want to end the process.
Yeah, and if that happens, do you think we see an end to people getting on rafts and trying to find their way to the United States, more possibilities for Cubans to immigrate to the United States legally?
Well, it depends if President-elect Trump, what he decides to do with the Cuban Adjustment Act. The act is the one that induces Cubans to leave Cuba and get on rafts and to get into the United States, because as soon as they touch foot on United States soil, the Cuban Adjustment Act kicks in and they get all sorts of benefits.
Yeah.
So there's huge incentive to get into the United States. Donald Trump, President-elect Trump, has actually come out against the Cuban Adjustment Act. He does want to end it because he sees it as favoring one group of immigrants as opposed to the other. The Cubans are leaving for economic reasons. They're not leaving for political reasons. And the Cuban government wants to end the Cuban Adjustment Act because they want it to end because they see it as incentives for Cubans to take dangerous risks on rafts or spend thousands and thousands of dollars for others to try and get them into the United States. So it'll be really interesting in the first 3 or 4 months of the president-elect's administration to see what he does with the process and see if he does end the Cuban Adjustment Act. Now, if he indicates that he is going to end the Cuban Adjustment Act, you may see thousands of Cubans trying to get into the United States before it does end, simply to gain all these benefits that no other group of immigrants do get.
Have you ever been to Cuba?
About 100 times in the last 100 years.
I knew it. 100 times.
My wife's Cuban. I've lived in Cuba. I have family in Cuba. Yeah, I have a great extent connection with the country.
Wow, what would you tell people about Cuba?
If I'm talking to Americans, which I love to talk to Americans about Cuba, I will tell them first and foremost, go down now. See Cuba now. See for yourself the good, the bad, the indifferent. Talk to the Cuban people, and they will talk to you about everything, including all the things that are right about their society and all the things that are wrong about their society. And since President Obama started the normalization process, there have been hundreds of thousands of Americans going down to Cuba. In fact, you cannot get a hotel room in Havana right now for months because it's all booked with Americans. That's the biggest thing. For 50 years, the media, the political elite in the United States has portrayed Cuba in a certain way, mostly negative. I always tell people, go down, see for yourself, and then come back and make up your own mind. So I would highly recommend anyone who's thinking of going to Cuba, do it now.
Yeah, great advice. What's the best thing about that culture that you found? Because you've explored it more than anyone that I know.
The people. Absolutely the people. I love the cigars. I love the rum. I love the sun. But it's the people. They're genuinely interested in talking to you. They're genuinely interested in exchanging ideas and talking about their society because it's been so misrepresented. And I started going down to Cuba as a tourist and came back time and time again to get to know the people more. That led me to the research on the first book and the second book. I have so many people, so many friends, so many strangers when I talk to them about Cuba. They come up to me and say, yeah, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I wasn't sure about the people. I went down there, interacted with the people on whatever level, and continued to go to Cuba simply because the people are so, it's quite unique. They're quite amazing people. Despite all the hardships they've gone through, the people of Cuba itself are the main attraction to go down to the country now.
All right, great stuff. Keith Olander, thanks so much. You can pick up the book, I'm assuming, at Amazon?
Absolutely.
All right, pick it up at Amazon. Keith, thank you.
Thank you very much, Kate.
Let's fit together. Just trip too long. I guess you never noticed what went wrong.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Nails the score for this week. Wonder what the game of the week will be this time around. By the way, nobody nailed the score last time. Oh, are you kidding? It was brutal. The Cowboys and the Giants in a defensive struggle is what it turned out to be. New York winning 10-7. None of us were even in the ballpark. Maybe this time around someone will nail it. So remember, all you have to do is call in. You don't have to know anything about football. You just jump on it and pick a side and tell me what you think the final score will be. How is that? Let me go out to our callers. Maybe some people are actually lining up. In fact, let's check in with Nathan Reeder back at the mothership in Minnesota. Nathan.
Yes.
Perhaps... I'm checking in to see, are people lining up like 747s to wait for Nail the Score? Or are they talking about something else?
I'm throwing my hand signals up and people are just doing the conga. Yep.
All right, so they want to talk about something else. At least a couple. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to dive into the phones, and I won't exclude anyone from Nail the Score. Grim, hey, you have a crack at this. What's going on, Grim?
But hey, two touchdowns, I would have had it. If both of them would have scored, two touchdowns.
Two. You crack me up.
Well, I said 21-24, and I missed it by 14. Oh, well.
That's right. 14. Just 14.
You know, I still wish Trump would at least put somebody, a professor with no political background that he had, a professor with at least some kind of political history major, staunch conservative, also minored in theology. I really wish, you know, I mean, how about this, Kate? Exxon cannot exceed 3% above its competitor's market.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I'm sure they'd agree to that. Yeah, that sounds good.
Why not? You know, I mean, that eliminates the special interest with Exxon.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if Trump's going to live up to his word, all the oil companies do good. So,
I think it's interesting. I say that you got to give credit for the parade of people in a way, because a lot of this is like brainstorming, high powered brainstorming. How do we solve this? How do we solve that? I mean, that's how, you know, you operate in business, or he's operated well in business, and that's what's going on here. I think there's a lot of conversation. So,
yeah, but
in that sense, how can you fault him?
This is Secretary of State. This is foreign.
Oh, I
America.
Agree.
You know,
I agree.
This is, you know, something, you know, a history professor would be a lot better.
You and I are in the same, you know, feel the same way. I think this was a crazy choice, but we'll see. Let them prove us wrong.
I tell you, there's something I'm trying to put together that, you know, if you get a chance, give me a holler. I'm sitting around here sometimes, but, it has to do with per capita. That's what I'm calling the papers, per capita.
Because per capita.
Because we got a capitalist that's going into office. And that's what he's mostly putting in place, which, you know, kind of worries me. But like I said, we just wait and see. We got to wait and see. But if I see a bunch of new Exxon stations that are, you know, propping up left and right, it's going to bother me. It's going to irritate me a little.
Yeah, well, I don't think you'll see that, though. I think there's going to be some cautionary things that are put into place, yeah.
Well, that's what needs to be done, you know.
Yes.
Even a 1% lower than the better competitor of Exxon would be all right, you know, because then you're on a level playing field and you're still keeping the free market system of competition in place.
Yeah, I don't know what it'll be, but something will happen that'll be transparent.
Well, I want to hear Dan if he's out there. I want to hear Izzy. I want to hear Jack. I want to hear all of them out there. I wish them the best and a Merry Christmas, and I'll try and see if I can't nail it this time around.
All right, so absolutely. That's coming up in our next segment, so hang on. We will dive over to Dan, since he's been waiting for a while. He gets a shot at certainly saying his piece before we go to Nail the Score in our next segment. Hey, Dan.
Hello. Dittos right back to you, Grim, and Izzy, and everybody out there, Everett including, and our girl up there in Washington, whatever, I can't remember her name, but I liked listening to her.
Kathy.
You know, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Kathy. Yeah. Welcome to our little group, and I don't think you're going to have to worry too much about Donald. I love these revisionists now that are coming forth from, shall we say, connections with the Obama administration, your last guest, and the one prior to that, talking about blah, 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 Iraq, how we lost it, blah, 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 blah. How we lost it was electing Barack Obama and having him pull out and leave and everything go to pot. As for Cuba, let's just let things slide on by and let Trump just kind of watch and see what's going on. I imagine within the next 2 years, there'll be enough influx of American Cubans into the country to tell them the good life that they got in America compared to what you got here.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be a, shall we say, a quiet revolution that will take place. People will get less afraid to speak out without the minders around, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
I believe that we're going to see a free Cuba within the first administration of Donald Trump. A free Cuba. No
more communists. Wow, that'd be something.
Well, I think there's going to be a revolution, but it's going to be a quiet revolution. I don't think it'll be the guns and all that. People will not listen to someone telling them, hey, it's great for you to have this little tiny bag of rice when you really want beefsteak.
Yeah, and that's what happens. I mean, that's what I said to him about the internet. They
hey,
have no
bit,
access to the internet.
A little bit of freedom is just enough to whet your appetite. That's all they need, and they're going to want more and more and more. You can't give people a little taste of sugar and tell them, okay, that's all you get. Okay,
that's
I'm going to get off here and I'll call back for Nail the Score.
Well, hang on. We'll just let you hang on, Dan, and then you don't have to worry about that since you lined up early. No problemo, as they say. A big reminder to anybody else, because people are lining up, that you can call in and be part of Nail the Score. We simply have our supercomputer pick the game of the week, and then you tell us who's going to win and what the final score is going to be. And it's boom, as simple as that. Doesn't get any easier than that. Everybody know what a happy Festus is? Anybody know Festus? It's interesting. Somebody said that to me today. Somebody sent me a text and said, happy Festus. What's interesting about it is every day between December 19th to the 23rd, there are stations airing reruns of Seinfeld's comedy. And the comedy, the specific episode is called the Strike. And it's one of those classic episodes. You know, there's always one episode that everybody remembers. And in the episode, you've got Jerry Stiller, who I think is hilarious, and he played one of the characters' fathers, and he was the one who came up with Festivus. It's really Festivus, and it's a holiday for people who don't like pressure and commercialization of the holiday season. So it's a week-long celebration that ends on the 23rd, which is actually Festivus, the Festivus holiday, on the 23rd, and it's funny. Just the saying was funny. Festivus for the rest of us. So truly, people have adopted that idea of not really celebrating the bah humbug, saying it's kind of a tribute to that, to not being commercialized. Good luck with that, not being commercialized, right? I'm seeing on the tube, what's the most advertised product this holiday? You know what I think it has to be? Those glasses. You know the glasses I'm talking about? The reality, the not reality glasses that you put on over your, you put them out, Google has them, Samsung has them, the augmented reality glasses, I guess. I think that most of them, they run different, but most of them are like $79, $90, you know, whatever it is. And you have your phone and then you can see this crazy reality with that, with pictures, etc. And supposedly they're mind-blowing. It's 2016 is the year of Oculus Rift, those virtual reality glasses. So in watching movies or watching whatever, it's got to be, I mean, apparently it's got to be, it's really crazy the way that it appears to you when you actually look through it. So now they have me. Now I'm curious. Do I really want to alter my reality? Any of you guys want to alter your reality? You're going to have to shell out some bucks. Nail the Score next.
Time for all the children, their favorite time of year. Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
All right, ready to get it on, peeps? The game, for all of you listening, is Nail the Score. Our computer, in just a moment, is going to pick the weekly game of the week. There are some actually good ones on the board, as there always is. Seems like the Cowboys keep coming up a lot, and that makes sense because the Cowboys have a big record, and it seems like whoever they play, they're in play, let's put it that way. All right, so let her rip, Nathan. Sweet! It would be like Alex Trebek not being able to shut off the Jeopardy theme. That would be annoying. All right, so the game of the week is the Patriots and the Broncos. Yeah, the Broncos are 8-5. The Pats are 11-2. Both have, well, really, the Patriots have more injuries to deal with. They have some big injuries. Patriots, it's almost a foregone conclusion, you would think, in the AFC that they'll go to the Super Bowl in Houston, but who will be the team in the NFC? Who knows? But this is a battle of two, I think, interesting teams, and a lot of people are writing the Broncos off. They are now third in the AFC West. but certainly not out of it at 8-5, but not, you know, looking for that wild card most likely at this point. So this is a game that they need to win. They can't afford, they got, what, three games left. They can't afford to dump a bunch of games. So they have a lot riding on this. The Patriots, maybe not quite as much, but they'll want to pull away with a win here, too. So this could be a good game. The Pats are favored by 3 points, by the way. All right, here's the number to jingle, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, for a little nail the score. Let's take our first one. Let's go out to Grimm. Hello, Grimm.
Hey, what could it have been, San Francisco and the Browns?
Oh, yeah, because that would have been a thrilling game to watch. Will the Browns come away with their first win? And they might.
Well, that'd be something if it was against San Francisco.
Oh, that'd be hilarious. Yeah, it might happen.
I can't go against my Broncos, girl. 21-19, because I love a good game.
I do. I love a good game, too. I like, you think like me. I want to see a close game. So 21-19. All right, Grimm, good luck on that. Let's go to Dan in the great state of Texas. Dan, what do you say?
27-24 Patriots.
Ooh, 27-24 Pats. Okay, so you're saying a close game, though, too, Dan. Good luck. We move from Dan, and let me remind people, 855, because I know people are trying to get in, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Peter in Texas. Hey, Pete.
Alternate reality, beer goggles.
Beer goggles, oh my gosh, that would be wild.
28-24 Pats.
28-24 Pats. All right, so Patriots, I mean, how can you go wrong on either side of this? Thanks, Pete. How about Everett, who's listening to us in another great state, Washington? Hey, Everett.
Hey, Patriots 20, Broncos 24.
Okay, Patriots 20, Broncos 24. So you're saying Broncos. All right, Everett. Everett says Broncos. Thanks for the call. 855-266-5283. So Broncos and Patriots. Let's go to Sharon in probably very chilly Maine. Hey, Sharon, how are you?
I'm doing good. It is cold here. It's some snow here.
Snow? Yes, yeah, snow in Maine, of course. Arctic blast.
Yeah. Oh, who do I want to pick? You still there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
I'm going to go 27-22 Patriots.
The Patriots, 27-22. All right, Sharon, good luck with that. Stay warm up there in Maine. Maine is a beautiful place, that's for sure. We have a lot of people, too, by the way, and you can do it if you're working, etc., or you just want to hit us up through the miracle of email. You can do that by going to americatonight.net, clicking on contact, and bada bing, you're in with your guests. So 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Nathan, I gotta sneak your guests in here real quick. Are you there?
Football?
Yeah, football. I know it's the football.
I'm gonna give it to the, did we have 24-21?
24-21 who?
Broncos.
No.
Do
24-21 Broncos. So it's like 1 point away from Everett. I love it.
Yeah.
Broncos. Okay. And I'm going to say, thank you, Nathan. I'm going to say, I think the Pats win it. I think it's going to be 27-17. I think it's going to be a bigger spread than everyone thinks. So 27-17. 855-266-5283, and don't worry, I will promise you I will get everybody's in who has called me, you know, I mean, who has sent me an email with a guess. So I promise you I will not let you slide off. I've had some people ask me about that. You will not slide off my radar screen for sure. And by the way, if you call in now or if your email guesses the same or mine as Nathan, you can get that. All right, let's go to Albert in Montana. Hey, Albert.
2820 Denver.
How cold is it in Montana?
Negative 10 right now.
Negative 10, but you're used to it, right? I mean, Montana's gorgeous country. I've been all over Montana, and that's just par for the course. I do like the summer, though, a little bit better, I have to tell you, Albert. I'm glad you called us and found us. Spread the word. We are here. Let's go to David in San Francisco. Hi, David.
Oh, howdy, Kate. You know, don't ask me about ever guessing a game. I only play them in... Even then, I don't know how it's going to end up.
That's why it's called Nail the Score. You just take a wild guess. You just take a fling at it.
Well, 42-71.
42. Yeah, who do you think that would be hilarious if that was the score? You know, they have had scores that have run up. I don't know that anyone's, no one's ever had 72. Not in modern times. I don't know if ever, but
you know,
it's pretty funny.
You know, I called on a whole different topic. I hope I'm not taking you away from anything. Are you open topic today?
We are not in this segment. We are not, David. You can try us on our next show. That would be the way to go. Try us on our next show. I would put your guess down, but I just think 72, so call us back, David. I think 72 is just a little bit too much. Oh, boy. If somebody had 72 points run up on them, they'd be fuming. I mean, they would be fuming, wouldn't they? Another good game on the board is the Buccaneers and the Cowboys. That's the Sunday night game, because now the Cowboys, people want to see the Cowboys. So they've suddenly ramped up to a lot of these primetime games. And they always had a few, but they've had more this year than in recent times. And the Cowboys coming off of that crazy loss to the Giants, I think that has a lot of potential. I think it has a lot of potential to be a super good game, too. But I do like the Patriots and the Denver Broncos. I think that for Tom Brady, when you think of Denver and you look at the kind of season he's having, but you also look at some of the losses, and he doesn't like to get, you know, he doesn't like to add up any losses, and he's gotten close a couple of times. Lost to the Seahawks 31-24, remember that one? Good luck, everybody.
Coming down the football game. Went down the football game. When I walk, but really a stand. I saw you.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.